You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, and Brenthurst Wealth has been voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager in 2023 and certain years before that as well. I'm speaking today to Aidan Freswick, who's at the Cape Town branch of Brenthurst Wealth, and we're going to talk about time is money. And the background to that, Aidan is going to explain. Why do you say that? It's a rather cold and clinical statement, Aidan, time is money, but so true.
Good afternoon, Lindsay, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you.
I think that it's very important to make such a bold statement because it really can impact your life. And the reason I'm saying time is money is to basically, you know, inspire young professionals and anyone that wants to achieve a successful retirement, that basically the earlier you start saving, the better it is that you know, time can work for you, that your money can actually grow over time and not necessarily play catch up when you're actually closer to retirement. So in other words, start as early as you can, and time is money. So stay invested and get a good financial plan.
The average human being has this strange condition where they say, right, I'm doing this exam in 6 months' time. So 6 months is a long way away, so I don't need to start studying yet. Or my holiday is 3 months away, so I don't need to go to the gym, so I look good on the beach. I'll start next week, etc. People yes. always put things off, Aidan. I hope you've been able to divert that line of thinking with certain of your clients.
Absolutely. And also, we also get a lot of, you know, potential clients and existing clients who sort of, as you say, only, you know, wake up and smell the tea when it's not maybe too late, but, you know, just close to the time where, you know, you can actually put yourself under a lot of pressure where you have to play catch up either financially or any other aspect of your life. But in the context of today's discussion, it's more about saving for retirement as early as you can. And I think that, you know, this should also be focused on young professionals, you know, just graduating, just starting to earn an income. And obviously, you know, when you start working and you earn an income, savings is one of the last things on your mind or one of the last priorities. You may need to pay off some student debt, but I mean, even the smallest amount of saving can actually be quite substantial over time. So it's just about building that savings habit as early as possible.
Your first paragraph says, more options, less stress. And you go on to say, a healthy retirement nest egg provides financial freedom and options, and also less sleepless nights, I would have thought, Aidan.
Indeed. So when you have a good retirement savings, you know, built up over time and you want to retire, you've got so many options. So, you know, you don't have to be under stress in terms of how much income can be provided. You don't have to worry about will your money maybe not last or will your money outlive you. So it just gives you less stress and more options. And ultimately, you can have a more successful retirement just by actually starting to save as much as you can as early as possible.
And there's different ways of doing that. Of course, you can say to yourself, well, I know it's the end of the month, I know I've just been paid, so I'm going to pay into my retirement vehicle, whatever it is. But it's much easier, I suppose, to get a debit order, and then you don't even have to worry about that. Now, talk
Indeed.
About the magic of compound growth in your second paragraph. Just explain what that is, please.
Sure. Compounding growth is basically a mechanism to measure growth of your portfolio. But ultimately what it means is growth on growth. So, you know, if, for example, you earn 10% on your portfolio in year one, it means that your overall portfolio will increase by 10%. And in the second year, it just gets compounded and into the third and five and 10 years. So every year, growth on growth means that over time, the snowball effect becomes a lot larger because you're staying invested, you have a good portfolio, it's well constructed and diversified. So the magic of compounding interest over time can actually be quite substantial. And that's why, coming back to my original point of, even if you save a small amount of money, the magic of compounding interest, it actually means that the snowball effect becomes quite substantial over time. So one mustn't even think that, you know, the amount that you have to save is too small, it's not going to make such a big impact. But I mean, when you talk 10, 15, 20 or 30 years of savings compounded annually, it can actually, you know, relieve some financial pressure when it comes to retirement, or even ensure that your retirement is a lot more comfortable.
You move on to say weathering the market storms, and there are storms. There's always a storm. I mean, markets don't go up or down in a straight line. You say time in the market is golden. What is that saying? It's not timing the market, it's the time in the market that's important.
Of course, that's actually the golden investment principle, is that the longer you're staying invested, the longer and the better chance you have of achieving a more successful outcome. And what I mean by this is that markets don't always go up or down in, you know, in a straight line. It can be quite lumpy and bumpy along the way. And a lot of the time, you know, investors will ask, you know, what is the return on an investment with you? And the answer will never be as point blank as saying you will earn a certain percentage, because markets go up and down. I mean, even if there's some news publication out there, the market can have quite a knee-jerk reaction. And you need time in the market to weather out these type of cyclical economic cycles that do happen that influences financial markets. So a good smart investor tip is that if you are a young professional, or if you are have a long time towards retirement, you have time to invest in growth assets such as equities, because you have time to actually stick it out and weather the storm in terms of smoothing out any market volatility, because obviously it doesn't go up in a straight line. So you need to stay invested, be committed, and stick to a financial plan so that you don't make any irrational decisions that such as selling out of the market at the wrong time. One needs to stay invested, and time in the market is gold.
Yes, and I spoke earlier on about the frailty of the average human being, and there's another one here as well. When you do something enough, you create a habit, and that habit can be a bad habit, like smoking or something like that, but you can also create good habits, and you say develop a strong savings habit. Very good advice, I think.
Indeed, and what I also encourage my clients is that they need to start even a small portfolio for their children. And this is maybe a bit off topic, but it's quite vital to mention, you know, because let's say you have a child that's, you know, going into their teenage years, and you start a portfolio for your child, they can actually start watching their savings grow over time. And it gives them that culture of savings, because there's a very poor savings culture in South Africa particularly. But once you start involving your family in your savings, as well as just generally having a good savings culture in the household, over time, it means that you will want to save more, you will focus on saving more. And overall, a strong savings habit is ultimately where the starting point is, because, I mean, it is something that you need to commit to. And as you said in the beginning, just sign up with a debit order, forget about it, maybe increase it over time as affordability becomes a lot easier, and just have a good savings culture. And it all adds up to the building blocks of a successful retirement.
You end your article by saying retirement annuities still have a place. I can't remember how many times I've spoken to you and your colleagues about retirement annuities, but you say they still have a place. I mean, they occasionally get bad press, I think.
They do. I mean, there's of course the good and the bad of everything in life, and retirement annuities, where they have a place is to actually, you know, give you that, you know, you don't really want to tap into your retirement savings. So the product itself as a retirement annuity allows you to save for retirement in a more disciplined fashion, you know, because you don't have access to the funds until you're 55. So it does really give you a mechanism or an investment solution to invest and save for retirement and not have, you know, the flexibility of tapping into that retirement savings. If you see a nice new car that you want to buy, you can't actually withdraw money from your retirement annuity. So it gives you that disciplined, you know, savings culture and habits to invest in a product like that. And also, you know, just besides the tax advantages of reducing your income tax with the contributions that you make, the growth inside the retirement annuities are absolutely tax-free. So there's no dividends withholding tax or capital gains tax. So investors and you know, just generally South Africans can enjoy tax-free growth in their retirement funds. So it has a place for building and having a more dedicated and focused retirement plan, but it might not suit everybody in terms of, you know, the constraints of Regulation 28, in terms of people that want to immigrate, you can't access the retirement capital before the first 3 years. So they are, you know, it's always a double-edged sword, and that's where a good financial advisor can assess the needs of a client to determine which investment product will be suitable in terms of retirement savings. But retirement annuities as a traditional product still have a place, and investors should actually use that for taxation advantages and also going further estate planning advantages, where you can actually nominate beneficiaries on RAs. So it doesn't form part of your estate effectively to be wound up by that process.
And just to wind up this conversation, I can't stress too strongly how important it is to have a good financial advisor, and you go in there. I mean, because not every plan is off the shelf. So you'll get somebody who's 35 years old, hasn't saved anything yet, but has got a good job. He or she has these goals, etc. And you sit down and plan with them. Whereas somebody who's, I don't know, 10 years older, 45 years old, things might be different. So sit down with your financial advisor. And you say, starting early might seem challenging, but even small, consistent contributions can make a big difference, which is good advice. Aidan, thank you very much. That was a great chat. Aidan Freswick is from Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.